Life Audio.
Jesus Wept, written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Matthew chapter 4, 1 and 2. I once heard a story of a woman who lost her only daughter in a tragic accident. After the funeral, she fell into deep despair, and many of her friends began to worry about her safety. In desperation, one of them asked their local priest if he would go to her house and speak with her, but the moment the woman saw him, she flew into a rage. "Get out!" she screamed. "I already know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that everything happens for a reason, that this is God's will, and I don't want to hear that." The priest did not move. Eventually, the woman began to calm down and started to sob. It was at that the priest spoke, quietly and gently. "Listen," he told her, "I don't know why your daughter died, and I do not know why God allowed it to happen, but I do know that God understands what it is to lose a child, and that He is standing next to you, and that He cannot stop your suffering, but that He loves you, and He loves your daughter, and if you let Him into your heart, you will see her again." What really struck me the first time I heard this story was that God really did understand the pain of losing someone. I realized that for a long time I'd had a false view of Jesus. I'd always pictured him as this tall, soft-spoken man who was completely serene no matter what the world threw at him. I didn't understand that when God became a man, he embraced all human sensation, even the ones that hurt. After all, according to the Bible, Jesus got hungry. He got frustrated, just like us. He got sad and angry and scared, just like us. Jesus probably laughed with his friends and grew stern with the Pharisees. The Bible says that Jesus lived a sinless life, but that doesn't mean he wasn't human. Some of you may be having a fairly nice day listening to this, and some of you may be having a pretty miserable one. Regardless of what is happening to you, know that God understands how you feel and that He will always love you. Intersecting faith and life. Follow Christ through his years of ministry. Take note of the times when Christ displays his emotions. For further reading, check out Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.